last week,
先週,
we were here. You know that we are continuing in the book of Acts.
使徒行伝の話してたんですけど。
Who remembers where we were?
どこか覚えておりますか?
Who remembers who we were? Who was where?
Okay.
Well, let's just go ahead and there was in Philippi, and we know that at this point, Paul and Silas and Timothy and who? One more? Starts with an L.
Luke.
Okay, Luke were in Philippi, which is a Roman, city. And you know, we call that the book of Acts. But once again, I want to remind you that we shouldn't really think of it as the words and the acts of people.
でもそれをですね、本当にただ人間のしたことっていうよりも神様がしたことだっていうことを覚えてます。
Especially often we've come to call it the acts of the apostles.
特にですね、使徒の働きって言いますけど、そうではな
く。Wow, that sounds so important, doesn't it?
すごく使徒っていうと、その使徒のこと、人間のことがすごく頭に入りますけど。
Like, okay.That was them, and this is me, and there's no, you know, like apostles.
ちょっと偉い人で、ちょっと私の何かすごく自分と離れたように思っちゃいますけど、違うんですかね。そうじゃなくて、
この人原稿
の中心は何かというと、
the Holy Spirit
聖霊様が全ての人の人生を変えたという、聖霊様が中心だということを覚えてください。アーメンですか？
アーメン。Has the Holy Spirit changed your life?
どうでしょう、皆さんは聖霊様に変えられましたか？どうでしょう、聖霊様変えてくださった。ね、はい、アーメン、私はそうです。
We learned that when they were in Philippi, it was pretty hard. It was pretty rough.
私たちは彼らがフィリピンの時にその彼らのその場所での働きは結構厳しかったことを知りましたね。
So that you know that was in 16, and we're going to start 17 today.
Chapter 16. 今日は17章を見ていきたいと思います。
But anyway, in Philippi, a church was formed despite all the trouble.
でもフィリピンの町が大変なところを通ったんです。その町に教会が立ち上がったのは確かです。
So now they leave Philippi and they stay in Macedonia and they go to a place called Thessalonica.
で彼らはですね、このフィリピンに行って、次はマケドニア州の中でテサロニケっていうところに行きます。
And it's pretty far.
でちょっとそこは離れてますよ、フィリピン。
Probably about 170 kilometers.
だいたい175キロぐらい離れてますね。結構ありますね。
Up and down
で、この町も山を谷を通るような行くには大変結構。あるところにこれからフィリピンから行くわけです。
And,
サロニケっていうところです。
Actually, we know the road that they took.
で実際には聖書を見るとですね、こういう町、こういう道を通ったことがわかるんですけど。
It was a road that was built by the Roman Empire, and it
ローマ帝国の道ですから。
Via Egnatia, and this is the ancient road.
これ昔からあるこの2000年前の道が今も残っていて、このように残っています。
So it was actually paved.
で実際にはこういう舗装されてるんですね。石で舗装されているんです。
And that was the road that they
were walking. このような道を彼らが歩いて175キロ。
One thing that I find kind of interesting
is that
if we read what it says in the first verse,
最初の17章の一節を読んでみると、そこには
I find something rather interesting, and let's see what you think.
皆さんどうかわかんない。ちょっと私は興味深いと思います。
Let's just read the first verse together.
ちょっと最初のところで
読みましょうね。English and
Japanese. 日本語と英語と英語と英語で。
Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews.
彼らはアンピポリスとアポロニアを通ってテサロニケへ行った。そこにはユダヤ人の街道があった。
So, anything that, you know, I want to talk with you guys today, okay? Can you talk with me? Everybody throw shy out the window?
応答してくださいね。ちょっと恥ずかしさを今日置いて、今日お話ししましょう。
So, anybody find anything interesting in this first verse?
これ見て、何か面白いなと思ったことはどうです
か？ Peculiar, or that, You, okay? Yes, Masakuji-san.
はい。ユダヤ人の街道だった。
Okay. He said that what he found interesting was that there was a synagogue in Thessalonica, a Jewish synagogue. Okay, yeah. Anybody else?
他にありますか?
Okay, I'm very impatient. That's going to take a lot more prayer than the shy thing. So I'll just say what I think was interesting. Doesn't it seem interesting that it says they passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia?
皆さんどうでしょうか? 私にとってみれば、テサロニケに行くときにもアンフィポリスとアポロニアを通っていて、そこで何もしなかった。
Why?
なんでちょっと通りしちゃったんだろう?
There were lots of people there.
そこに多くの人がいたわけじゃないですか。
Kind of important places too. Why did they just pass through?
アポリスとアポロニアも結構重要なところなのに、なんでそこを通りしちゃったのか。
When you know, in the past we've read that the Holy Spirit was leading them. Was it the Holy Spirit?
で、そうやって前に聖霊様が導いてきたって言いますけど、実際に聖霊様が導いてきたから通りしたんですか?
Or like, were they thinking about different stuff?
それとも自分たちで勝手に自分の考えでそこを通りしたんですか?
Anyway, we don't really know, but what we do know is that everybody needs the gospel.
私たちは知ってるのは、すべての人が福音が必要だということを知ってます。確かにそうですね。
It's not like going to a cake shop.
私たちがそのお菓子屋さんに行くような感じではないんですよね。
It's not like going to a cake shop and choosing which cake you like.
どのケーキにしようか、どっちの町に行こうかって勝手にしてるような感じで福音を伝えるんじゃないでしょう。
Like Tim, if you went to, Tim can't eat cake. So he would have warabi mochi.
はい、ね、わらび餅ですね。はい、ただ小麦粉ダメですか。
We've already decided for you. Sorry. So, Julie, how about you? Like, if you went to a cake shop, what would you choose? ケーキ屋さんに行ったら何を選びますか。Okay, so she's going to have ketamine. Okay? And Rachel, what would you choose at a cake shop?
Cake to the head off.
Cheesecake, okay?
Cheesecake.
So it's not like, well, you know, Tim can't eat gluten, so he's going to have warabi mochi.
I'll just go to
Okay, there we go. Solve the problem. But, you know, Julie wants tiramisu, and then Rachel wants cheesecake, and that's fine, right? No one has a problem with that. Saying someone like, saying that we all need the gospel is not like saying to Julie, I'm sorry, you cannot have what you want, what you like, you have to have cheesecake like Raquel.
私たちがですね、この福音を述べるときに、ね、ジュリーさんごめんね、あなたはそんなにテラミス欲しいかもしれないけど、もうあなたは絶対にラフェさんのようにチーズケーキですって押し付けるようなもんではないんですよ。
It's not like we're forcing people into a small thing. 私たちは誰かに、も
うこういうもんだから、でだんだん体を小さいところに追っていって狭いところでこう、強制するようなもんではないんですね。
It's some kind of space that we like, but they might not like.
で、思うんですけど、相手は私たちのそういうロジックが好まないかもしれません。
There's such a thing as truth.
で、実際にこう真理っていうものはありますね。
God's truth.
神様の真理っていうのがあります。
God's eternal.
神様の。
Unchanging
変わることない永遠の
truth.
真理というのがあるわけです。
And because there's truth,
真理があるので、
every single person
私たちみんな一人一人が
on this earth
この地上の人は
needs the good news of Jesus Christ.
このイエス・キリストの福音が必要なんです。私たちは真理があるということで、私たちはその福音が必要ですということを覚えたいと思います。
So my question to you is,
今日皆さんにしたい質問はこれです。
If everybody needs the gospel of Jesus Christ,
全ての人がイエス・キリストの福音が必要だとしたら、
then who is going to share it with all these?Like in Japan, almost everyone you meet.
日本でみんなその福音が必要かもしれません。じゃあ誰がそれをするんでしょうか?
If Christians
もしもクリスチャンが
don't share the good news, this wonderful truth to all these people who need the truth, then who will?
誰が分かち合うことができるんでしょうか。
How did you get here?
皆さんどうでしょうか。皆さんどうやってこの場に今集まってきましたか。誰か伝えてくれたからだと思います。
Did some angel come down?
皆さんの中でこう天使に伝えられてこれだけですか。
Look here.
ほら、こっち来なさいって言って何か。
There's only one truth.
このたった一つの真理があるということ。
So get with the program.
で、これをしっかり
God's program.
神様のプログラムを知りなさいと伝えた人がいます。
That has happened to people, but it's not the usual way.
そういうことにあった人もいますね。天使がこう語られた。でもそれが普通の働きではありません。そうです。普通は。
The usual way is for us.
私にとって。
Who have already
received God's
grace.
その恵みを受けた人がその
福
音を持って神様の恵みを経験した人が伝えるわけです。私たちが分かち合うためには自分の
アレスト
自分が持ったチーズケーキを持ってこれ美味しいチーズケーキをってジュリーさんに与えることができるね。これ今まで最高のチーズケーキだからってジュリーさんはね、来たんですかもしれないけども、自分の持ってたものも分かっちゃうことができる。
So, this morning,
今朝、今日皆さんと考えたいことは、
We're gonna play musical chairs. Is that okay?
そうでしょ。
Yeah. We're not
going to
sing exactly, but don't get up again. Stand up. We're going to sing. And could you kind of mix around? And I want you all to. Okay, first, before you mix around, okay? Hold on. Okay. I know some people are tired or maybe perhaps a little bit, feeling a little bit weak, but could I ask, if you could stand up, that would be helpful. Could I ask you, kind of move so you can see everybody, because some people are not wanting to stand up. If you speak Japanese, could you raise your hand? Okay, look around at the people who speak Japanese. 日本語わかる人、ちょっと周り見てください。Okay? Okay? And now, could you look around and if you speak English, could you raise your hand? Okay. So, since communication is important,It's good to be able to speak the same language for this, what we're going to do. So try to pair up with somebody who raised their hand of the same language, but not someone who is near you. So if people are not wanting to stand up and you saw them raise their hand in one language, go sit down next to them.
And then?
Just one thing at a time. Okay, so go ahead and move around. Find someone that you hopefully have. You don't know their name even. Like, who are you? But go ahead and sit down next to somebody. Wait, am I making y'all uncomfortable? You'll never come back. もう少し周り、どうぞ。じゃあ、アイさん、ごめんなさい。そっちに、座っていただけない。で、さよこさん、こっちの方に、さよこさんも、ジョーも、こっちの方に来て、アイさん、じゃあ、3人組で、イグラシさんも入れて、はい、3人組で、で、どうぞ、他の人、どうぞ、適当に。My husband looks shocked. Okay, everybody else just looks nervous. But he looks really shocked. Okay, so what I want you guys to do is just.Brainstorm for a few minutes.
みんなちょっと話してほしいんですけど。
And I want you to talk about with the person that you're with.
一緒にいる人にですね、聞いてほしいんですけど。
You guys are sitting with someone who you have never met before.
初めて会った人だといいと思いますけども。
But anyway, I want you to think about this question.
で、この質問をしてほしいんですね。
What do we need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ?
イエスの福音の何を分かち合う必要がある。
Yeah, I mean, just go ahead.
何でもいいんですけど、もし誰かにですね、クリストの福音はこうですって誰かに伝えるとしたら、その何を伝えますか？
Just between the, you know, little conversation.
でも信仰っていう言葉を知ってるんです
よね。Well, well, yeah, I think about what we
need to learn about love.
Because that is
what
we need to have experience.
まあ聞いたことあるもんね。意味が
分かる。And I think we also need to learn about love. Why do they have to do it? Because they...Okay.
いいでしょうか。少し話せましたか。
How was it?
皆さんどうでしょう。
So, I apologize.
ごめんなさい。
But thank you very much.
皆さんのご協力ありがとうございます。
Would you feel happier to go back to where you were sitting in the beginning?
前の席がいいですか。今の場所がいいですか。
Who wants to go back to where they were?
はい。元の場所がいい人は、はい。
Who's fine where you are now? I mean, whatever 好きな曜日、どうぞ自由に。And then you're free to do anything that you want. I'm free to do whatever you want. Okay, so, Anybody? Does anybody have anything they want to share from your group? I mean, now your group, some of your groups are still together and some are like separated, but does anybody have anything that they want to share with everybody?
皆さんとか、これ、この話が出て、あ、そうだと思ったことありますか?
Anybody?
はい、
okay, Kim.
This came from my thought actually after we...
話したんです、来たんですけど神様の愛っていうことと、イエス様は私の中にいるということ、聖霊様に中にいるということと、
okay, so, did anybody else say that, you know,
そのことを言いましたか?
You don't have to talk, you just have to kind of... Yeah, so we also did.
私もそうでしたね。
And also,
イエス様をこう習うっていうことですね。真似するっていうことですね。
Good, thank you. Anybody else have anything they want to share?
何か出ますか?
Julie, go ahead.
それを話したい、話そうという思うような、こう自分から進んでする思いが必要です。
Okay, thank you. Anybody else have anything?Doesn't have to be something amazing or anything.
I think we need love. Number one, number two.
Number one, number two.
And number three, we have to have obedience.
And the
we have to remember to share. And lastly,
Okay, so actually some of those things were similar to, I think what Julie said about obedience, that's probably the same thing, saying it in a different way. The main commandment of God is to love God and love people. And what does the word of God say to us? We love God because He first loved us. And honestly, we have to experience God's love for us, for me. And the reason I say that is because experience is very powerful. And it reaches way down into our heart and our soul and our spirit. And it really shines a light down in those dark, dark places. And reading the Word of God, as well as my own experience, I honestly believe that we need to experience God's love again and again and again, like not just daily, but probably throughout the day. What did Jesus say when he was using the metaphor of the tree? He remember the tree and the branches? He told us that we're not going to bear fruit unless we abide in him. In the tree. And he also says to us that we need to abide in his love. In other words, we have to live there. We have to camp out in God's love.
Why? Because
it's like our buckets have holes. You know, you pour water in the bucket, but they're cold. Leaks. And so before you know it, the bucket's empty again. What are those holes? It's like people punch holes in us. They tell us how bad we are. They tell us how stupid we are. They tell us how incapable we are. And we need God's love to continue to affirm us, melt our hard hearts, and then we love God and we praise God and we worship God and we thank God, and all of that relationship and
changes us.
I want to read one passage from 1 Peter that I was thinking a lot about this week.
今週すごく考えてたところなんですけど、第1ペテロのところからちょっと読みたいんですけども。
And it's something that I want all of us hopefully to keep in mind. It's 1 Peter 4 from verse 7. Actually, you could look more, but
第1ペテロの4章の7節以降ですね。開けてまちょっと読むだけですみません。第1ペテロ4章の7節。
You can open up your Bibles or you can just listen carefully. I'll read first and then Mas will listen. 1 Peter chapter 4 from verse 7. But the end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound mind, self-controlled, and sober in prayer. And above all things, be earnest in your love among yourselves, for love covers a multitude of sins.
7節、8節、お願いします。万物の終わりが迫っています。だから、思慮深く振る舞い、身を慎んでよく祈りなさい。何よりもまず、心を込めて愛し合いなさい。愛は多くの罪を覆うからです。
Let's read a little bit more from verse 9.
10節、お願いします。
Be hospitable one to another without grumbling, according as each has received a gift.Be ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the grace of God in the various forms. If any man speaks, let it speak as if it were oracles of God. If any man serves, let it be as of the strength which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.To whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
9節から読みしますね。不平を言わずにもてなし合いなさい。あなた方はそれぞれ賜物を授かっているのですから、神のさまざまな恵みの良い管理者として、その賜物を生かして互いに使いなさい。語る者は神の言葉を語るにふさわしく語りなさい。奉仕をする人は、神がお与えになった力に応じて奉仕しなさい。それはすべてのことにおいて、イエス・キリストを通して神が栄光をお受けになるためです。栄光と力とが、いよいよ限りなく神にありますように。アメン。
So today, just as we're together, thinking together and reading the Word of God together, let's keep this question in mind. What do we need to share the gospel with Jesus Christ?
ここに留めてほしいのは本当にキリストの福音を伝えるときに私たちが何を語るべきかということ
です。
ちょっと見にくい地図なんですけども。
But this will show us Paul's second journey. And can you see a little better now? It's the purple line that is on it. This map is in Japanese, but.It's the purple line that is on, and he goes quite far from Philippi to
Thessalonica.
We need one of those cool red lights. Right. Anyway, you can look it up yourself. It's not. But it was pretty far, about 170 kilometers that they're walking. So obviously they passed through a lot of other places. So what do we know about Paul's time in Thessalonica? Well, first it was kind of far. And from Paul's letter that he's written in Thessalonica, we know that he really got very, very close to the people there, even though he wasn't there for such a long time.And we actually also know, which is, I don't know if you think it's cool or not, but the Christians in Philippi, where he had just left, actually followed him and took the journey and gave him money so that he could live while he was sharing the gospel.
もう一つ知ってることは、フィリピのクリスチャンたちもパウロと一緒にテサロニケに行って、その必要な経費を彼らが賄ったということも。
So anyway.I don't know if you guys think that's cool, but I thought it was cool. It's in that he tells us that in the letter to the Philippians. So let's read what Paul did after he got to the Jewish synagogue. So let's read together, English and then Japanese. And Paul went into the synagogue.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to read it. And Paul went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days, he reasoned, he reasoned with them from the scriptures, from the Bible, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ." And some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women.
パウロはいつもしているように会堂に入っていって、3つの安息日に渡り、聖書に基づいてて彼らと論じた。そしてキリストは苦しみを受け、死者の中からよみがえられなければならないことを説明し、また論証して、私があなた方に伝えているこのイエスこそキリストなのですと言った。彼らのうちの幾人かはよく分かって、パウロとシラスに従った。また他に神を敬うギリシャ人が大勢おり、貴婦人たちも少なくなかった。
Okay, so the question, what do we need to share the gospel?
実際にさっき言った質問は、その福音の何を伝えるかというところですけども。
Well, one thing that we learn from Acts 17 is Paul shared what the people he was sharing with needed.
そのパウロが自分の目の前にいる人が聞く必要があることを語ったわけですね。
Okay, so depending on the gospel stayed the same, but the way he shared it.
神様の福音は変わらないんですけれども、その聞き相手によって伝えることが変わるわけです。
Okay, so now where is he? He's in a Jewish synagogue.
彼はユダヤ人の会堂にいるわけですから。
And what do these people in the synagogue need to hear to repent?
聞く必要なこと、そして彼らが聞いて悔い改めに必要なことを。
Because sharing the gospel is about repenting.
その福音を語ることは人々が悔い改めて生き方を変えることにあるわけですから。
Okay, now maybe you're thinking, well, wait a minute, it doesn't say repent at all.
ここに見てですね、リペント、悔い改めないじゃないかと思うかもしれないんですけれども。
One of our problems when we read the word of God is that we're stuck on words.
この言葉単語に私たちは少し止まってしまって、そこから見えなくなってしまいますけれども、私たちはでもそこの裏にある行間もしくは概念をしっかり見ることが必要です、ね。
Okay, so you share the gospel so that that person will turn their life completely around.
実際に生き方を完全に変えるようなことのことで分かるようにこう言葉を語るんです。
So Paul shares what these Jewish people needed to hear.
彼が聞くべきことは何か考えて語るわけです。
So for those people, what stopped them? What was stopping them from repenting?
彼らが本当に悔い改めることにできない何かの理由があったわけです。その悔い改めることにできない理由は何かということです。
Their whole world view.
彼らの世界観が問題なわけですね。
Usually the case.
大体その世界観が、まあ、問題になることが多いんですけれども。
Well, specifically which part of their world view?
世界観の彼の世界観の何が問題だったんでしょうか。
They believed that the Christ would bring peace.
キリストが平和をもたらしてくれるということを信じていました。
They believed that the Christ would restore justice.
すべてのものを裁いて、正義をもたらすということを信じ
ていました。They believed that the Christ would rebuild the temple.
神殿をもう一度立ち直らせ、復活するということも
They believed that the Christ would raise up Israel so that they would be sovereign.
もう一度独立させて、しっかりとした国にするというふうにも信じていましたね。
In other words,
違う言葉で言うならば、どういうことかというと、それは
They had to give up all of their deepest hopes.And dreams.
そういう彼らが望んでいたイスラエルに対する望みをすべてあったものをこう諦めるということが必要だったんです。
Because
なぜならばそれはどういうことですか。 と、
If they heard the gospel,
もしも彼らが福音を聞いて、
all it would bring up would be questions.
もしも彼らが持っているものがすごく期待しているものがこうそうならないような疑問が生じるとしたら、
What kind of questions?
どんな疑問かといったら、